Now we're ready for WrestleMania. We introduced John Kurtz with the theme song of the 16-time limousine riding, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, summoning of a gun, Ric Flair.
Woo!
I don't think that John's as excited about WrestleMania as we are.
No, probably not.
He should be excited for K-State baseball tonight, though. At least I'm hoping excited for baseball tonight. So, John Kurtz, number three team in the country, is a tall task for a team that's kind of struggling right now to put some runs on the board. What do things look like for the Cats this weekend as they look to kind of right the ship?
Yeah, right the ship is right. It's been a tough stretch for sure. It went down to Texas, and I think your idea there is try and take a game, make sure you get a game on the road in the Big 12. And although they had really struggled swinging the bats the first two games being shut out, they had a great chance to win that third game on Sunday, had a lead a couple of occasions, but unfortunately, didn't quite come together, lost a one-run game, and then some of the frustration just snowballed on top of each other in Lincoln on Tuesday for K-State. Got going poorly in the first inning. Hit a freshman pitcher out there that just couldn't find the strike zone, walked three batters, hit another. All of a sudden, Nebraska's up 6-0, and you know, coming on the heels of such a tough series against Texas, I think that's where you saw everything kind of snowball, and it just got out of control in a hurry on Tuesday. And unfortunately, you've got one of the better pitching staffs in the Big 12 in the country coming in TCU, and just a really complete overall team that was preseason number one this year for a reason.
Well, and John, it's not as if this is kind of the first of a lineup of opponents where it really doesn't get it easier, because you follow up TCU, and then it's Oklahoma State, and you get Nebraska again, Texas Tech, so that the lineup of teams looking forward for the Cats is also pretty tall.
Yeah, it's life in the Big 12. It's not easy, and you know, three teams in the College World Series last year, for instance, from the conference, and TCU was one of those that you're going to have here. Oklahoma State has been a little bit disappointing. They got swept by TCU a couple weekends ago, or last weekend, in Big 12 play, but that game's going to be on, that series anyway is going to be on the road for K-State, so that'll be very tough. And then Texas Tech has been just lights out so far this year, another top five team in the Big 12. So really, you know, if you can call it a break when you finally get to late April and West Virginia is coming in here, maybe that's where you start to feel a little bit better, but you're just going to have to find a way to try and grind through and pick a few games here or there off of some of these really, really good teams in the Big 12.
Well, as of right now, John, both K-State and TCU tied for second in the Big 12 in home runs with 24, but Cast's offense has not really shown up to the ballpark as of late, and they're going to have a tough task with TCU starter tonight. I believe it's Jared Jancak. Am I saying that right, John? But what does he bring to the table?
Yeah, well, he'll be tough, just like everybody, really, that TCU's going to throw out there. He's a guy that K-State saw in the finale of their three-game series last year in Fort Worth that TCU wound up sweeping, and he performed pretty well in that outing against K-State, so they're a little bit familiar. But I mean, the thing with TCU, you just go down up and down that lineup, up and down the roster of guys that they have, and in particular some of the arms. I mean, everybody's either been a high school All-American, a freshman All-American here in college. They're just so decorated, draft picks everywhere. TCU is loaded, and the entire pitching staff. You know, it's not just the starters that you're going to see. It's not just Jared Jancak, but everybody coming in behind him. Just great, great numbers, especially in Big 12 play through six games so far. So it'll be tough. It's not exactly the recipe that you want when you are slumping, but you're going to have to figure something out, because the Big 12 is going to be like that.
Now, if you were going to look for something that might be a positive historically in this series, that neither team has really won a road series between the Cats and the Horned Frogs since TCU joined the Big 12. Home field advantage at all play in, especially with a little bit of like cold, windy, rainy series looming?
Well, that's exactly where I was going to go with that. I mean, K-State did actually upset TCU the last time they came here to Manhattan, and that was a very good TCU team at that point in time as well. So they have had success here at Toynton Family Stadium, and I think you're on to something with the weather being a potential factor there. I mean, today is not exactly the same kind of weather that I think TCU is used to experiencing down in Texas. We always talk about it in the context of football, too. You know, the Texas football team or some of the Texas schools coming up here to Manhattan when it's cold and later in the season, you feel like that probably plays to your advantage. I think the same could apply here as well.
Are you expecting weather to play in as far as time changes or anything throughout the weekend, or is there any talk at all about moving some things around with the expected rain in the forecast, John?
Well, to be honest, no. I mean, I haven't heard anything, but I'm not typically the one.
You don't get to make that call.
Yeah, I'm not typically the one looking into all that stuff. So I take it one game at a time, man. I'm focused on today.
I liked that approach. One game at a time. That's there you go. All right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sunny in 72 in the broadcast booth with John Kurtz, right?
It's still cold. Now we got to crack a window. Like it was, I was freezing on Tuesday in Lincoln. It was very, very cold.
All right. Well, do you have any picks for us since it's Friday and we got Final Four tomorrow? Who do you like in the two games tomorrow, John?
I think you have to go with Gonzaga and North Carolina. Just playing the odds. Both of those teams have been really, really good. North Carolina, a lot of people felt like last year was going to be the year that they would win it, but Roy Williams clearly has something going this year with those guys. And much as I would like to see Frank in the national championship game, I think, you know, the way Gonzaga's playing right now, it's tough to bet against those guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, be prepared for the Twitter meltdown of all time if it's Dana Altman and Frank Martin in the national championship game on Monday night.
Yeah. No kidding, man. No kidding.
All right. John, I'll have the call for you. That game 6:30 for first pitch, and we'll go to it for pregame right after we get done with the game here on K-Man. Have a great call tonight, John.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. John Kurtz, live from Toyton Family Stadium. We'll have that game for you here on K-Man. As soon as we get done with the Friday edition of the game. You Can't Be Serious is coming up next.